Scene 8 of The Guardian of the Threshold. Ahriman's Kingdom, a dark gorge enclosed by mountains that tower up in fantastic forms out of black rock masses. Skeletons appear everywhere as though crystallized, whitely out of the rocks. Ahriman stands on a rocky slope. Hillary and Frederick Trautmann enter, then Strader and the 12 persons gathered in Scene 1, later Tomasius and Maria, the guardian, and finally the double of Tomasius. Friedrich Trautmann. How often now I've visited this realm, and yet how horrible it always seems that we should come down here to get advice for enterprises that our brotherhood considers of importance for our goals. Hilary. But every seed must first succumb to death before the life can spring from it again. In this place everything is to be found that has been used up in the life on earth. It is transformed down here to something new. And if our brotherhood will plant such seeds as ripen into deeds in future times, then it must fetch them from the realm of death. Friedrich Trautmann. The Lord who rules this place seems sinister. And if it were not written in our books, which are the greatest treasure of our temple, that the being we encounter here is good, one might suspect that he was evil. Hilary. Not books alone. My spirit vision, too, tells me that what he can reveal is good. Ahriman, in a disguised voice. I know just why you two have come again. You want to learn from me just how you can direct the soul that many times has stood upon your threshold. Since you regard Tomasius as lost, you think that Strader now will be the man to serve you for the mystic brotherhood. All he has mastered of the nature forces and given to the progress of mankind he owes to me, for I am in command, where forces that are useful in mechanics receive their power from creative sources. Thus all that he may still invent for man will come back in the end to my account. But this time I myself will take in charge the thing that must be done for Strader in the future, for in Tomasius's case your work brought only loss to me and my designs. If you desire to serve the spirit powers, why, first you still have to acquire what you allowed in this case to be lacking. Ahriman becomes invisible. Friedrich Trautmann, after a pause during which he withdraws into himself. Respected master, I am greatly troubled. I've tried a long time to suppress my worry, because the strict rules of our brotherhood demanded I should treat it thus. But many things I notice in our order make my soul struggle difficult for me. I wanted always to subordinate, thankfully, my own darkness to the light that you could give by virtue of your powers. But when I saw, as frequently I did, that you were really utterly deceived, and that your words were proved by the events gravely in error from the very outset, I felt as though a dreadful nightmare were pressing painfully upon my soul. And now again your words fall into error, for you believe that here we certainly would hear some good things from this spirit. Hilary. The cosmic ways are hard to understand. Dear brother, it behooves us now to wait until the Spirit shows us the direction that is in keeping with our whole endeavor. Exit Hilary and Trautmann. Ahriman, who has reappeared. They see me, but they do not recognize me. For if they knew who is the ruler here, they never would have come here for advice. And persons who were known to visit me, they would condemn to suffer in hell fire. The group of people enter, who in Scene 1 were assembled in the anteroom of the Brotherhood, but it is made plain that they are blind when they enter the realm of Ahriman. What they say is what lives in each soul, although they are unaware of it. They are experiencing in sleep unconscious dreams, which become audible in Ahriman's realm. Strader, however, who enters at the same time, is half aware of what is happening to him, so that he is able to recall it later. Strader. The hints that Benedictus gave to me, that I should cultivate my power of thought, have led me to this kingdom of the dead. I hoped, when lifted to the spirit, to receive the truth from radiant worlds of wisdom. Ahriman. The wisdom you can learn in this domain will be sufficient for a long, long time, if you conduct yourself accordingly. Strader. What spirit is my soul confronting now? Ahriman. You'll know him later, when your memory brings back to mind what you experience here. Strader. And then why do I find these people here in your dark realm? Ahriman. They only come as souls into this place, and they know nothing in the least about themselves. For all this time they can be found, submerged in deepest sleep at home. But all that lives within their souls will be revealed quite clearly here, though they themselves are scarce aware of it when they're awake. Also they cannot hear what we are saying. Louis Fuchtegott. The soul should not believe, in blind devotion, that it can raise itself in prideful power up to the light, unfolding its full essence. I will acknowledge only what I know. Ahriman, audible only to Strader. You do not know how blindly you are leading yourself, with prideful power, into darkness. She'll serve you, Strader, right well, in the work that you'll achieve in future with my forces. For this she does not need belief in spirit, a thing unsuited to her haughtiness. Aside from me, I think it's Louise Fuchtegott above a woman speaking. Okay, next, Friedrich Geist. Alluring are the ways the mystics follow. I will in future never lack in zeal, but will devote myself to all the wisdom that can be gathered from the temple's words. Michael Edelman. My soul's demand for truth is guiding me toward the spirit's light. The noble teachings that so illuminate our human life will surely find in me the best of pupils. George Varmunt. I'm always deeply moved by everything that is revealed to me from varied sources about the spirit treasures of the mystics. With all my heart I will continue striving. Ahriman, audible only to Strader. They mean it well, but all their striving sits in superficial layers of their souls, and so I will be able to employ for many years still all the treasures lying unconscious in their spiritual depths. They also will be useful to my goal, that Strader's work develop brilliantly within the life of men upon the earth. Maria Treufels. A healthy view of life will of itself produce the fruits of spirit in the soul, if men unite a reverence for the world with sharp-eyed sense for all reality. Ahriman. Audible only to Strader. She speaks in dreams about reality. She dreams so much the better when awake. Thus she will serve me badly now, although in her next life perhaps she'll do much better. She will then be an occultist, and on request describe for all and sundry their lives since the beginning of the earth. But loyalty's not in her. In one life on earth she scolded Strader viciously, while now she praises him. That's how things go. She will give Lucifer more cause for joy. Francesca de Mut. I think that mysticism, sought in earnest, will reshape human nature to a whole if thoughts allow the feelings proper scope and feelings let themselves be led by thoughts. Katharina Ratzam. I must admit men strive to see the light, but do it often in the strangest way. First, they extinguish it, and then they wonder why they can nowhere find it in the dark. Ahriman, audible only to Strader. These are the souls in whom a well-turned phrase provokes the feeling that the world goes well, but firmness is entirely lacking in them. They're really inaccessible to me. but in the future they'll do many things that can be fruitful for my ends. They are by no means what they think they are. Bernard Redlich. If caution's lacking in the search for knowledge, our fancy brings in castles in the air as answers to the riddles of the world, though rigorous thinking is what they demand. Hermine Hauser. Things in the world must be in ceaseless flux if life's potential's fully realized. If you would keep things as they've always been, you lack the strength for understanding life. Kaspar Sturmer. To live in fantasies can only be to rob the soul of just the forces needed to give it strength to render here on earth the service needed by itself and others. Marie Kühne. A soul that is content to drift along will let itself be shaped by outer forces. A man becomes a personality by working out what's hidden in his soul. Ahriman, audible only to Strader. What's hidden in their souls is only human. One cannot tell what they may yet achieve. I'll leave them to the wiles of Lucifer, for he can make them actually believe that they have mighty forces in their souls, and thus, perhaps, they're not pure loss for him. Ferdinand Reinecke. The one who wants to fathom cosmic riddles should wait till understanding and good sense develop in him of their own accord. And he who wants to find his way in life must seize what profits him and gives him joy. To value wisdom above earthly things and preach of lofty goals to feeble men leads absolutely nowhere on this earth. Ahriman, audible only to Strada, this fellow is a born philosopher, and really will be one in his next life. With this one the account is balanced out. Of 12, I must have 7 for myself, and 5 I'll give to Brother Lucifer. From time to time I take a look at men, and study how they are, what they can do. And when I once have picked out 12 of them, I need not go on searching any more. For when I come to 13 in my count, the last is clearly equal to the first. So if I can lure 12 into my kingdom, with all their different kinds of soul, others will surely follow after them. To himself, holding his hands over Strada's ears to keep him from hearing, I must confess I have not yet succeeded. The earth would not surrender to my will. But I will strive on through eternity until... perhaps I gain the victory. One must make use of all that is not lost. The following is again audible to Strada. You see, I do not speak in pretty words. I'm never anxious to please anyone. If you would like, by elegant orations, to stir enthusiasm for your aims, you'd best betake yourself to other worlds. But if with reason and a sense for truth you see the things that happen here through me, then you will know that here are to be found the forces without which the sons of men must lose themselves in life upon the earth. Even the world of gods has need of me, for gods seduce the souls away from me only when I have worked within their depths. And if my adversaries then succeed, making men believe that my existence can be dispensed with in the universe, then souls will dream indeed of higher worlds, but genuine force will die away on earth. Strada. You see in me a soul who might be able to follow you and give its strength to you. What I have seen and heard here seems to show that only lack of common sense and reason lets men become your adversaries. You surely did not speak in pretty words. You seemed well pleased almost to mock these people as you described their future destinies. I must confess that what you want to give to human souls appears to me as good. They'll gain in strength through you if they are good, and if instead they should become more evil, it will be only when the evil's there already. Your mocking even could be well applied by men to their own weaknesses with profit, if they could only better know themselves. But what is this that's bursting out of me? The words that I have spoken would destroy me if on the earth I found them all correct. you must think thus, and I can only find all that you said just now to be the truth. But only in this place is it the truth. For the earthly world, it is all error. If there it proves to be what here it seems, I may not here go further with my human thinking, for it is at its end. In your rough words, there is the sound of pain in you, and they cause pain in me as well. I must lament, beholding you, can only weep. Exit quickly. Maria and Tomasius enter. Both are fully conscious, so that they can hear all that happens and can speak consciously. Tomasius, Maria, fear is flashing out all round me. It's closing in and presses hard upon me. Where will I find the strength to fight against it? Maria, my holy solemn vow radiates strength. If you will feel its healing influence, your soul can soon endure the pressure. Armand to himself. They have been sent to me by Benedictus. He guided them so that they'll recognize me when in my realm they come to feel my presence. He speaks what follows in such a way that Tomasius and Maria can hear him. Tomasius, the guardian had to guide you into my kingdom. Here the first steps that you made to find the light within the depths of your own nature. And I can give you truth, although with pain, pain such as I too suffer for long ages. Because although the truth can find me here, it first must separate itself from joy before it dares to venture through my portals. Tomasius, then I will have to see without delight the soul I ardently desire to see. Ahriman, wishes content you only when soul warmth can nourish them, but here they freeze and have to live in coldness evermore. Maria, and I must lead my friend into the empty, unmelting fields of ice, where now bursts free from bonds the light that must be formed by spirits, when the force of life is lamed by darkness. Now, Tomasius, feel your strength. The guardian appears on the threshold. Ahriman, the guardian himself must bring the light that you have so ardently... Excuse me, let me read that again. The guardian himself must bring the light that you have been so ardently desiring. Tomasius, I shall be able to see Theodora. The guardian, the soul that on my threshold stood before you within that body sheath, that once it wore upon the earth so many years ago, has in this solemn hour of your life enkindled in your deepest soul foundations the strongest love concealed within you. While you still stood outside the realm I guard and first requested that I grant admission, that soul appeared to you in picture form, and pictures are illusions only if they're born of wish. Now you shall see in truth the soul that in a long past life once dwelt in that old man you saw. Tomasius. Again I see him, dressed in the long robe, that grave old man with earnest countenance. O soul that lived once in this earthly sheath, why do you hide yourself so long from me? It must, it can be only Theodora. Now the reality is taking shape, out of distorted images. Myself. At the syllables Theo, the double enters. The double, coming quite close to Tomasius. Know what I am. Behold yourself in me. Maria, and I may follow you to cosmic depths, in which souls fight their way to a true feeling of God's, through all destroying victories that boldly from destruction wrench new life, rolls of thunder and increasing darkness. The end of scene 8.